All right, welcome back to Vikings Connected. You know, it's a show for you guys, the fans, to get connected with us. We can talk some Vikings football and talk about some social media stuff. So I feel like we've gotten off to a pretty good start, but now that we're on to the segment two, I really don't know what to do.
I've got nothing. So we could...
Check it out. Phone's ringing. Josh Duhamel's on the phone.
A-list actor Josh Duhamel?
That's right.
Viking fan Josh Duhamel?
That's right.
Answer that phone, Ben.
Should I hang up on him?
No, answer that phone.
I should just hang up on him. We're taping
the call.
We're taping a
take
show.
The call.
All right, I'll take the call. Can you tell us where you are and what you're doing right now?
I had to come up to the director of photography's office. You can see he hasn't done a lot with the place.
Yeah, it looks great.
Looks awesome.
So this is where I got the best reception. So we're actually shooting Battle Creek. It's a show for CBS starting this fall.
And are you playing some sort of lawyer or a police detective?
I'm playing an FBI special agent.
Yeah, you kind of look
very,
like
very, very buttoned up.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
What are we talking? Are we talking about the Vikes opening week?
Yes, I believe so. And just your love for the Vikings.
I got a lot of friends who are Packer fans who are talking a lot of trash. And I think that they're starting to take us a little bit more seriously. I'm excited about the season.
How about your little guy? He's a Vikings fan, right?
He's a Vikings and a Dolphins fan. Mom's a Dolphins fan, but I'm going to make sure that he knows all about the Vikes as well.
Well, I know you guys got a big game. I guess the Vikes play the Dolphins in mid-December. What are you guys going to do in the household?
Well, we're actually thinking about going. It's in Miami, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go out for that. It's half, you know, it's go to Miami, then go back to North Dakota for Christmas, maybe. We don't know yet, but it's a good time to go.
Well, I guess the big question would be, what if the game was at TCF Bank Stadium in December? Would you be going then?
Hell yeah.
You could get your wife to go to an outdoor Minnesota game?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to want to join me, being a California girl, but I'll definitely go. I'm actually excited to go to some of these outdoor games. I'm hoping to get back. I mean, the later in the season, the better. You know, I think it's an advantage for, you know, any warm weather team coming in and having to play that.
Says the guy who grew up in North Dakota, so you're used
yes,
to the cold.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Did you play football growing up?
I did.
Yeah?
Played at Minot State University.
You
the Beavers.
Did? And you loved the Vikings the whole way through?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been my team. When I was growing up, I was a Cowboys fan too. But after I left, I found myself not rooting for the Cowboys as much and more. It was more about the Vikings. And I think it was my connection to home more than anything.
What's your prediction for the season? What do you think?
I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I think we're probably going to end up winning 9 or 10 games and making the playoffs.
What did you think when you first heard that Mike Zimmer was going to coach this team?
I knew the defense was going to be good.
And then he picks up Norv.
And he picked up Norv, who's a great offensive mind. I think that, you know, they've been talking about Mike Zimmer as a head coach for years. Players seem to love him, and he gets his players, especially his defenses, to play as hard as they do. I think that's great.
So any plans for 10 o'clock? On Sunday to watch the Vikings game?
I'm just going to be bellied up to the couch at home and watching it from here.
You were going to say bellied up to the bar, weren't you?
I was going to say bellied up to the bar, but it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I can't. That would make me a raging alcoholic, and I can't admit that.
Wait for halftime. So, Josh, thanks for being our very first guest ever at Vikings Connected.
Am I really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You can officially tweet that out. You were the first guest ever at Vikings Connected. Now, any plans to move back to the Midwest? I have to ask on behalf of all the Minnesotans out here.
I spend a lot of time back there. I was just there last weekend. Every year, all my buddies get together for the 7th annual Buddy Games.
Fun.
It's a weekend of paintball, wiffle ball, golf.
I like it.
And just acting like a bunch of idiots for
Ben
the weekend.
Wants to come next year. Is that all right?
Well, the 8th annual, just let me know. Yeah. I mean, I can be available.
You're always welcome.
We'll keep our eyes and ears open for you coming to a game and maybe headed back to the Midwest sometime. And thank you so much for being a part
of the
show.
I'll be out there. I'll look you guys up when I'm back.
Yes, do it.
Yeah, please do. Thanks a lot, man. Best of luck to you.
All right, go Vikes. Go Vikes.
Thanks, Josh.
And before we take a break, let's look at the second nominee for the Golden Nacho Award, and that goes to Matt Khalil. Let's see what Matt's doing.
And my name is Matt Khalil. I'm the left tackle of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to do the old ice cold water over my head right here. Woo! Woo! I challenge first round picks and fellow teammates Anthony Barr and Teddy Bridgewater and our legendary Vikings game announcer, Mr. Paul Allen himself. Thanks, guys.